Hello and welcome to The Barefoot Shepherdess, a podcast by Mint and Thistle. Today, I want to talk to you guys about something I don't often talk about, but apparently needs to be talked about more, which is wedding planning. So, if you're in the process of planning a wedding, you ever think you're going to plan a wedding, you might be part of a wedding, or you're like even just a maid of honor or a bridesmaid, and you kind of want to know how you can support the people that are getting married, this might be a really good podcast episode for you to listen into. I also would suggest maybe, possibly, this could be my inner teacher speaking, but get out a piece of paper and a pencil. You might want to actually write some of these down. These are specific tips and tricks to help you in the stages of planning or being part of a wedding, which is an incredibly complicated, fast-moving thing. And so let's break it down a little bit together today. First of all, I'd have to say congratulations if you're getting married. Congratulations if you're part of somebody's wedding. It's a pretty big honor to be part of one of these days, one way or another. If you're the groom and you proposed to the love of your life and they said yes, congrats. If you are on the other end of things and the love of your life proposed to you and you got to say yes, fabulous. But if you're none of these people, if you're a mother of one of the people getting married or the bridesmaid or whatever, this podcast episode is for you. So congratulations on being involved at all, which is awesome. I've got seven specific pieces of advice. And the first one is a big one, and I have ripped it from Douglas Adams. And it is, don't panic. Don't panic. Don't freak out. People get married every day. Pretty much every day. And it happens in so many different ways, and it has no right or wrong way to do it. But once you start thinking about all the things you need to plan and organize and be part of, it can feel very overwhelming. So don't panic. Everything will get done, I promise you. If you follow the rest of my tips, everything definitely will get done. But don't panic. Just enjoy it. Know that the engagement process is a really short part of your relationship by all averages it is. You may have a longer engagement than others. You might be a little older and, have gone through this process once before, possibly, or twice or whatever. No judgment here, but you're going to be going through the engagement and planning process for a very short period of time. Think of it more as think of it more as like a temporary state of being, and knowing that should help you not panic about all the things you have to do. So keep repeating after me. Don't panic. Just enjoy it. And I know, saying don't panic isn't really that helpful. I haven't given you any strategies in order to not panic. But if you just say things out loud over and over again, oftentimes they start catching on. So don't panic. And the next tip that I have for you, and this one's going to be really important, because as soon as you get engaged or you announce to people that you plan on getting married, everybody and their cousin has something to tell you or has some specific belief about how this wedding has to go or one thing you have to do or traditions or whatever. So although I am on this podcast episode telling you what to do, I am not going to tell you specifically you have to have a garter toss or you can't see the bride before the ceremony. That's not my job. I don't care how you get married. As your photographer, I really don't care. As your friend, I don't care either. Here's what I do care about, that you don't let anybody else tell you what to do. Don't let your mom interfere. Don't let your photographer interfere. Don't let your maid of honor interfere. Decide what you want and then do that thing. Or conversely, decide what you don't want and don't do those things. It's really straightforward. Don't let anybody else tell you what to do. It's not their day. It's not their marriage, it's not their life. Now that is harder advice to follow than you think it is. Raise your hand if you have a mother who believes that this day really is actually about your whole family, or is just about, mom's really happy that her daughter or her son is getting married and it's exciting for her and you're taking her feelings into account. That's fine. You know, the people who are helping to pay for your wedding, you don't owe them anything. If your parents or your grandparents are going to pay for your photographer, but they are putting caveats on it, maybe consider either not accepting their gift or owning the fact that they're going to pay for it. It's their gift. You get to use it how you need to. Do not let anyone else tell you what to do. I mean that in terms of booking people, a DJ or a band or whatever, a photographer, don't let them tell you what to do with your day. You want to have a brunch wedding, but your mom wants a formal sit-down wedding? Do a brunch wedding. It's your wedding. You want to get married at the top of a mountain and not in a church? Fabulous. That's your wedding. You get to make that choice. Do not let anyone else tell you what to do, because I will speak from experience and tell you that while I loved my wedding and I had a blast, there are things about it I wish that I had been a little bit more assertive about when other people put their two cents in. So my second piece of advice is don't let anyone else tell you what to do. So don't panic and don't get bossed around. After not panicking, after deciding this is your day and nobody else's, well, obviously your partner's as well, I would urge you to get organized. Do it early on. Create a spreadsheet. You don't need to go spend money on a $75 wedding planning binder. I mean, you can if you want to. If that's a keepsake that you want, go for it. Again, go back to step number two. Don't let anybody else tell you what to do. But whatever way you need to get organized, if that's creating a spreadsheet, that's what I do. And I share it with my wedding clients. That's part of what they get from me, is an organizer or a planner. You can buy them or you can create one, whatever. It doesn't matter. Just get organized. Make a list. Start with a list of vendors. Who do you have to pay to get this thing going? What are your, you know, make a list of pros and cons of different venues you might have or whatever. But get organized. I would say add a budget column. And I would say add a date to be done by or purchased by, and just some descriptors and item details. So I have several tabs on mine. One of mine is vendors. The other one is timelines. The other one is specific things that need to get done. And that's broken down by days or months or whatever. But it's free. It helps my clients organize their thoughts, which helps them with number one, or tip number one, which is don't panic. If you get organized, then you don't panic because you know exactly what needs to get done and exactly when it needs to get done. It's also important to do that for a budget. It's not helpful to just not look at things like a budget. Like if you're tight on money, which a lot of people are, like weddings are really expensive, I get that. If you're tight on money, the best thing to do is look that right in the face, confront it. Hey, I know I want to have a bomb band, right? And that's going to cost me some money. So where can I, you know, cut some costs in other places? And you can't know that unless you organize it and you put it into a budget. So get organized. It will help you to not panic. Confronting the overwhelming fact that it is a lot of work to have a wedding is the best thing to do. Like, look at it head on and get organized. Tip number four that I have, which kind of piggybacks on number three about getting organized, is don't get caught up in the details. Like, if you don't have to worry about that detail right now, don't. If you're a year and a half away from your wedding, you do not need to have specific flowers picked out for your wedding. You just don't. Your florist won't expect it. They can't do anything with it anyway a year and a half out. Like, they don't care yet. So if you have a list of things you need to do, don't get caught up in those details until you have to. If you are a year out, you're not getting married until like next summer or next fall, guess what? You don't have to send me your timeline yet as your photographer. You don't have to send me a list of formal photos. I will ask for that when I need it from you. And also, it's just something you don't have to worry about right now. If you have somebody in your life who's freaking out about the details about your wedding, you can just go back to step number one, don't panic. Number two is don't let anybody else tell you to do. Number three, you can tell them, look, and tell yourself, look, I'm organized. I know what I need to do. I know when I need to do it. And I'm not going to get caught up in those details. If you don't let little details trip you up, like the size of tablecloths is not something you have to worry about yet. And plus, the vendor is going to ask you that information. You don't have to freak out about it. Don't let other people freak out about stuff. And don't let yourself get caught up in those details. I promise you, you will enjoy it much more if you don't get caught up in the details. So in light of not getting caught up in the details, I would urge you, as tip number five from me, is let go of things. Like, let go. Some things are just, A, you don't have any control over, like the weather. You don't know what the weather's going to be. You can pick the most beautiful date possible with the, you know, project it's the best weather, or farmer's almanac, whatever. It might rain. It might snow. We don't know. It might be really, really windy. Your hair may not come out perfect that day. It's a possibility. You may feel like You know, you get into your dress one day and you love it, and then you try it on for a fitting and you're not feeling great in it. Let go of some things, like mentally, emotionally, let go. It is a day that you're going to spend with the love of your life, surrounded by people that are important to you. And that is what actually matters. It kind of goes back to the whole don't panic. Don't get caught up in the details. Don't let anyone else tell you what to do. Just let go. There are some things you can't control. And that's just going to have to be part of it. Planning an event is, I don't know, 3/4 planning and getting organized. And then 1/4, 25%, just like, we got to ride this and see how it goes. Let go of things. I can't tell you to the number of weddings where like I've been around a group of people and going through a ceremony when something goes wrong. Like I was at the top of a mountain one time and the officiant dropped the ring. I mean, they found the ring, but it was like this huge dramatic thing. Everybody gasped. And then the officiant, the look on his face, and then he found it and everybody laughed. And like, it would have been stressful to think about that happening before it did happen. Like if you think about all the things that can go wrong, it's really stressful. But at the time, it actually was really dramatic and kind of funny, and everybody enjoyed it, and it made for a great story. Like just let go of perfection. You don't want perfection anyway. It's robotic. It's boring. It's not real life. So just let go of things you can't control. The sixth tip I have is one that piggybacks on top of letting go of things, which is letting other people do things for you. If you can let go of things and not get caught up in the details and you're really organized, that means you've delegated jobs specifically to other people for things that you just can't get done. Because frankly, my dear, you can't do it all. You just can't. You can't decorate for your wedding and get ready at the same time and make sure that everybody else is where they need to be. You just can't. So in your getting organized, you have a list of jobs that need to get done. Delegate them. Let other people do things for you. Will it be exactly how you would have personally done it? No. No, it won't. But the greatest gift people can give you is of their labor and their intellectual or creative or physical work for you for this wedding. Understand that in some ways it is a family affair and a lot of people do need to get involved. I've seen so many weddings where you have like a bride or a groom who is so focused on everything happening perfectly and they're not letting other people do the work that they've lost their entire day. They haven't enjoyed the engagement. They haven't enjoyed the buildup because they're so worried about getting everything done themselves. Now, conversely, people who delegate jobs tend to have a lot more fun and it's more relaxed and less stressful. So if you can delegate jobs to other people, like decorating or putting together gift bags or paying out your vendors or organizing, like for me, one of the big jobs that I love when other people do is like we do formal photos of families and stuff like that. And I have a big list of all the photos we need to take. So if you can delegate like your great aunt Jamie, who has a great booming voice and everybody listens to be like my bullhorn to call people down for lining up for photographs so that you don't have to do it, that's ideal. It's better if you just delegate jobs to other people. Setting up flowers, you know, even clean up stuff like that. Delegate, let other people do things for you. Sometimes that's intellectual work, like emailing a DJ or being in control of like the caterer. Let somebody else do it for you. Kind of let go. If you can do that, you will enjoy it so much more. This brings me to my final number 7 tip, which is sounds a little trite, but honestly, tip number 7 is just enjoy the ride. You're never going to be here again. You're never going to go through this again. You're never going to be able to recreate this day. I like to tell my couples that when I do engagement photos for them, it's really easy to recreate those if we don't like them or you didn't have a great day. But I can't recreate your wedding photos. I just can't. The look on your face when you walk down the aisle or when you're dancing or when you're doing whatever on your wedding day is a direct reflection of how you're feeling that day. And if you're feeling stressed or overwhelmed, it's going to come through. And you personally will not enjoy it. This is one day to just celebrate you and your love and your commitment to the person that you love. That is such a beautiful sentiment. Allow it to be. Enjoy the ride. Don't panic. Don't get bossed around. Be organized. Don't get caught up in the details. Let go of things. Delegate jobs to other people. And then sit back and enjoy the ride. Have fun. If your timeline isn't running perfectly smoothly, whatever. They can't start anything without you. So just enjoy. And to that extent, I'm going to plug one thing in for your photographer, and that is make sure that you are spending enough time just for the two of you, you and your love, during your wedding day. You have to have that time. You just do. And those are where the beautiful pictures come in, and the moments, the little secret quiet moments where you're just enjoying each other and not worrying about everybody else. Because there's enough, like the majority of your wedding day is spent trying to say hi to people and going through the motions. But if you can find time to just enjoy that day, it will go by a little more slowly and you will have so much more fun, I promise you. So coming from a seasoned pro, I've been to so many weddings, I've participated in so many, I've photographed so many, and those are the common threads that I see, the best weddings, and by best, I don't mean the most beautiful or the most perfect or the ones that end up in a magazine. I mean the ones that people just get down and they have fun and they're enjoying it and they're happy and full of life. The best ones, they all have these sort of 7 tips and tricks involved in them. I really hope this helped. If you are curious about the spreadsheet that I have for my wedding clients, you can just shoot me a message or head over to mintandthistle.com and send me a message there, and I'd be happy to get you a copy of it. Thank you for listening, and also best of luck in your upcoming wedding. Don't forget to enjoy the ride.